The rumblings of revolution.
Revolution.
The vibrations of vocal cords. The tingling in our pants.
What?
You know how we do it, coming at you from I-75 and I-94. Downtown Detroit, Michigan. It's the Olin Ezra Show. To my right, I'm looking at my homie Olin Ezra.
Yo-ho!
Straight across from me, I'm looking at my boy, the big baby, P.
What up, y'all?
And to my left, Miss Sarah Force.
What the hell am I here for?
What's up, Internet and the great city of Detroit, Michigan? You are listening to another exciting and revolutionary episode of The Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution. And unlike that intro you just heard, which was lying to you, Joe and Matt are here.
Hi.
Steve forgot we were doing a show, and Sarah has mono.
Mono?
She blew somebody.
She's
she
lying,
shouldn't have.
Man. She's got herpes that she can't cover up.
Pow!
Wow.
Wow, yeah. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Matt.
Big Baby P is at work, working for the man right now.
Yeah, getting
climbing
spanked.
Poles. Yeah, getting spanked and climbing
poles. He's getting
poles.
Spanked.
What a poor bastard. Hey, Dylan, what do you think about climbing poles?
I don't.
You don't think about it at all?
Or you don't climb poles?
I don't
poles?
Climb poles.
Right. Well, do you think about it?
No.
Why?
Because it's stupid.
What about trees? What about trees? Do you think about climbing trees?
Once
you just think about going back to the old days when you were a kid, just climbing trees. Man.
I climb trees.
That was your job, dude. Don't you miss that?
No.
Like now you have a real job and responsibilities.
Like when you could just climb trees
yeah,
and like eat the apples in the tree and then get like explosive diarrhea because of the apples in the tree, but they tasted so good.
I don't know about explosive diarrhea. That would be interesting though.
Oh man. Dude, it was everywhere.
It's because you were eating the bug infested ones.
Well, whatever, man. They were tasty, man.
Oh.
Dude, I eat fruit that grows in the city of Detroit, too. You know, it tastes good. It's all natural, except for, you know, the toxicity levels
yeah.
of them.
Ugh. I don't even want to... No,
look, hey, don't even look at me like, ugh, because Dylan swims in the Detroit River.
Do you really? Well, I mean...
It's
you know,
cleaner than people think.
You can swim in a...
go look at the fucking statistics before you start talking shit about the Detroit
the
River.
The only reason
they
would...
got fucking otters in that river now. Otters!
There's no otters in that, bitch.
I swear to you. You want to bet money?
No.
You want to bet money?
They well, took a picture of...
How much you want to bet?
Dylan. Doing the breaststroke.
Oh, man.
Look at the otters. Hair on that otter.
The only reason I would swim in the Detroit River is just to strengthen my immune system.
Right. Or to commit suicide.
Wow.
Or if I was really fucked up. I seen one guy jump in the river when he was all fucked up at the Tech Fest one year. That was interesting.
Have you guys seen The 1,000 Ways to Die on TV? Have you seen
that
show?
Yeah, I was watching it like last week.
Did you see the one where the guy got really drunk and he jumped off the cliff and he like did a cannonball? He was so drunk and the alcohol in the system did something. He did a cannonball at 35 miles an hour and he drowned from the anus. Because the water went into his penis. And that's how he died.
What a way to go,
man.
You know?
If I was going out, I would want asphyxiation.
If that happened
the
to
anus.
Me, I would want it like on the tombstone, like the explanation of how I died.
But what happened? It burst
died.
All
I
his insides.
From the anus.
It bursted all of his insides, and everything started gushing out blood, and then his whole body just started drowning.
Wow. That's epic. He's like, look, I'm treading water, but I'm still drowning.
It made my week, and it's Tuesday.
Wow. Wow. Come on, Dylan. You have to appreciate that.
Leave me alone.
Dylan doesn't want to deal
Dylan's
with this.
Dylan's in an extra
He's
grunt
tired.
Mood, man.
He needs a nap.
He had a rough weekend.
Dylan, do you want a cuppy?
No.
Do you want a hug?
Not from you.
Why not, man?
No.
I'm like a big teddy bear.
Sarah can't catch anything else. You want her to come over?
Let's call her right now. Let's call Sarah. Dylan, do we have the phone queued up? Call Sarah. Let's see what she has to say for herself.
She better sound horrible. With mono, man, I had mono when I was a kid, dude. That shit's no joke.
Let's call
like,
her.
I've never had mono.
You're sick
thank
for like
God.
3 weeks, man.
I'm probably going to get it from this pop stopper now, this pop filter right here, though.
You probably will.
Yeah. And maybe a herpes.
No, man, that's just, you know, that unprotected sex.
That's the one,
that,
dude, I would be surprised if Pat's done something to that thing, too.
Oh, yeah. And Pat's
it's
like
so
dating
near
a
Sarah, like, all
think
the time.
I think I smelled a pizza on it from last time he was in here.
Jesus Christ.
You're going to leave her a voicemail, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to leave her a voicemail.
Yeah, you finally fucked Pat, didn't you? That's what you get, bitch. You have reached the Sprint TCS voicemail box of...
Bleep.
To leave a voice message, press 1. Or just wait for the...
Oh, Sprint. Sarah, what's going on? You're supposed to be here on the show.
Did you finally fuck Pat, Sarah?
How dare you not show up to the show because you have mono? It's all right. We have an IV. We have some painkillers. You know, Dylan's got something over there. You know what I'm saying?
He's
how dare you?
Some kind of cream or something.
Joe would like to say something to you, Sarah.
No. I don't want to catch anything through the technology.
All right.
It's possible.
Well, whatever.
I have nothing to say.
Anyway, Sarah.
I lost all respect for Sarah.
Call us back. We're very depressed that you didn't show up. You know what? It's only me and Joe. That's right. Only me and Joe doing the show.
Well, Matt's here.
Well, Matt.
Even though you called from my phone.
Hey, hold on, man. I'm trying to freak her out. I'm trying to guilt. Damn it.
Guilt?
All right, Sarah. Goodbye. Who's this, Dylan? Is this Pat?
Who are we calling?
Hello?
Hello?
How are you?
Pat, what are you doing?
I'm leaving my last job.
Grand Theft Auto, just steal the van and come down.
Right, come on, man. This is the biggest guest we've ever had on the show, and you're fooling around climbing poles.
Ooh.
And liking it.
Dude, you got 3 minutes. Come on.
We got 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Come on. Pow! Let's get here.
3 minutes.
You got, Pat, nobody showed up to the show but Joe and Matt.
Dude, all them fucking comic books you read, you can't work something out?
You know I can't.
You're not thinking hard enough.
See, it sounds like he's got something else going on.
It sounds like he's got mono.
Pat, are you...
Not yet.
Do you got mono?
No.
I thought you weren't feeling good.
Are you...
Sarah said something about getting mono off you.
Yeah, if you said you would have had mono, all the listeners would have thought you fucked Sarah, and you finally got some.
Is that what happened?
You could have fooled, like, 10 people.
Oh, well... It's a good thing I don't have the listeners thinking that I hit Sarah. Then they would think that it's acceptable to touch Sarah's vagina.
Wow. What?
All I heard was Pat talking and Sarah's vagina.
Pat, are you in a customer's house? That's not what you say. That's not what Pat says.
No, I'm in a customer. No, I'm not in a customer's house. I'm in a customer's front yard.
I told you to put them on the phone.
You're in a customer's front yard right now?
Saying vagina.
Yeah, I'm loading up my van as we speak.
Hey, go put him on the phone.
Yeah, dude, walk up to the door and say, hey, we got someone on the phone for you.
Yeah, let's talk to
these
customers.
Tell them it's Mojo in the morning, 95.5.
Come on. Thanks for being cool, Pat, even though you're not here.
Pat, I love you.
Appreciate it.
All right, man. Love y'all. Love y'all, homies.
Give me a pile before you hang up.
All right, Pat.
Come pile.
All right, we ready to do...
Hey, man, I said, wizard. You know what I'm talking about.
Wizard.
What, who?
That's gross, man.
How dare you?
Yeah, I know.
All right, dude. We'll see you.
All right, and that was Emancipate by Ashes of Soma. We got Randy on the phone now. What's up, Randy?
How you doing? I'm doing all right here.
Good, man. Yeah, we're doing good, dude. Anyway, man, how was that show on the 5th of April this month downtown?
5th of April downtown. It was a bit of a cold show. It was a snowy show, actually. I believe it started snowing halfway through. So luckily we were in a tent. Otherwise, it would have been a bad deal.
Yeah, right on, man. That
it's Michigan for you, though.
We played a couple years ago, also, like when the Detroit, the Super Bowl was in Detroit. We played that, like a big tent thing. Same deal. It was a blizzard outside, but that tent was actually leaking, so we were all getting wet on the stage. So that was kind of sucked, you know.
Yeah, but those are like the performances that build the character, you know.
Yeah, I think three of us got sick actually. From that thing, because we're stuck there all day, you know, in the freezing, drizzly tent that it was.
So. I'm surprised you come back to Detroit.
Yeah, well, Detroit's always our home spot aside from Canada, you know.
So you a hockey fan out there in Canada?
Yeah, of course. We're all, except for Bass Slayer, we're all Leafs fans.
Are you a Wings fan at all?
No. We're all... all Leaf fans, unfortunately, so now we're hoping for losses so we can get some good draft picks.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I was reading through your bio, which is also available on your MySpace at myspace.com/AshesOfSoma, that you're into Survivor, man.
Yes.
Dude, I love that show. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think that's all I watch is Discovery Channel and that or Man vs. Wild or... You know, like, we'll try to catch all those the most. The one we've been watching recently is we've been catching, I think it's on Saturday afternoon, just the replay of Treasure Quest. It's another one of our favorites. So,
right on, man. Yeah, I love Survivor, man. It's like he finds food energy from the weirdest things.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Oh, this maggot is providing essential food energy and nutrients.
Yeah.
It's just amazing, man.
I think it sounds like a load of shit.
Are you from Canada?
I'm not. I'm from Detroit, but I like to go canoeing up in the Quantico area, right above Boundary Waters, right north of Minnesota. It's a beautiful area, man.
Yeah, because he's Canadian. He's from, I'm not sure where he's from, but I know he's from somewhere in Canada. He's got a band actually himself. I don't know if you knew that.
No, really.
Yeah, his band is called the Northern Pikes. That's what they're called.
Northern Pikes. Right on, man.
Northern Pikes, as in the fish. So check that out.
Now, you got a kind of big show coming up on the 10th, presented by the 89X Homeboy Show, right?
We've got two shows coming up. We've got one at TNT's, which is this Friday, and then we got one, which is the 89X Homeboy Show. That's at Necto, and that's in Ann Arbor. And we haven't played in Ann Arbor in like a year and a half, I think, maybe longer than that. So that should be a good show. That's on a Sunday night. So both shows will be good. They're both at the end of, each end of the Detroit kind of area, you know.
Right on, man. Hey, yeah. Do you guys have any plans for a label? Because right now it says that you're unsigned and everything like that. Are there any talks in the works or anything like that?
Well, we made a couple songs that we did with producer Dave Bendis. We did a couple songs with him, which we're using those to shop right now. So, you know, there's just some talks going on, but this is also the worst time in history probably to get signed. So, you know what I mean? We're just putting it out there and shopping it around. No matter what, we're going to have an album come out pretty much, you know, no matter what within the next, I'd say, 3-4 months. But it's a matter of, you know, who it's with and, you know, we'll see what happens. But I guess keep your eyes open for an album coming up soon.
Right on, man. Hey, it's now other than 89X, are you on other local stations?
The Rift plays us, I know, and as well, there's another station in the Windsor area, they call it The Rock.
Well, you know what's great about you guys too is, like, when I said, when I was talking to you through, when I was MySpacing you, this is Matt, by the way, when I was MySpacing you, is that, you know, you're really about your business and also about the music. So, you know, that's a great package right there. And the fact that you guys are getting so many plays and you guys have so many fans that you don't think that, I guess you guys are too big to do, you know, local radio stations or whatnot like that.
Oh, no, we're up for doing you know, anything. A guy asked us to play his play at a party he had coming up. I said, hey, you know what? For money, we'll play a party if it's, you know,
right,
in the area. We're just, you know what I mean, we're down earth guys. We're not, you know what I mean, we're just out there playing music and we're, you know what I mean.
But also trying to make a living at the same time also.
Yeah, you got it.
It's a rarity. It's a rarity in your profession nowadays.
Yeah, you know what I mean, it sucks. Like, we play with so many, like, you know, bigger acts and stuff, and it's always, like, refreshing to us. For example, like, a guy's, like, Candlebox, we played, like, you know, a ton of shows with them. One of the first things, you know, they did, like, one of the first dates we did, we were in Indiana, and the singer Candlebox, he came up, you know, introduced himself, said, hey, how you doing? I'm Kevin, you know. Thanks so much for coming along. You know, I'm glad to have you on the tour. Whereas, you know, we've toured with other bands. You don't talk to them until 5 days in the tour. You know what I mean? It's just some guys, you know, think they're gigantic, and other guys realize that we're all in the same business. You know, and we're just all trying to make a living.
Right. Get off your high horse.
Yeah, the ego trip needs to go.
You got it, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% there. Hey, what's your current score with Joel and Chess?
He just beat me. Yeah, he just beat me, actually. Saturday night we had another game, and then now it's 16-12, so I'd have to update our MySpace there.
Hey, you got a Yahoo account at all?
What's that?
You got a Yahoo account at all?
Yahoo Chess account?
Yeah.
No, I've tried, you know what I mean, but you play the guys on the internet, and they're like chess genius guys.
They'll destroy you.
I'll swap your screen names, man. You can play me. I'll see how good you are.
I would like to. I always want to play, but, you know what I mean, there's nobody to play with if I'm, you know, not a lot of people like to play. I like to play, but...
It's like bringing up, like, hey, guys, you want to play Monopoly? You
know, yeah, exactly.
It's like,
yeah,
nobody wants to play chess.
It depends on... The more beer, the more Monopoly.
Yeah, and, like, the thing is, when you have, you know, I mean, you're playing in a band, we show up to the gig at 3 o'clock, you know, and sound check or load in, and then we're sitting around for, you know, 6-7 hours, so we have tons of downtime, so you got to kill time somehow, you know.
That's a good way, though. Chess is the way to go.
You could have just bought a Game Boy or a PSP.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, we have all that stuff too. Yeah, we've got, you know, I mean, we've got our Nintendo DS, and we've got our Xbox. We'll bring with us at times, and
right.
I get burned out on the technology sometimes, man. I like to take it back to medieval.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, we just bought a chess board on eBay. I just bought one. I think it was like $34. So. We've been playing on our iPod, so now we can play, you know, realistic chess with actual pieces instead of just on a little screen.
Hey, do you ever switch back to, like, playing checkers and just say, what are we doing here?
No, I don't think he has checkers.
Aww.
He's got backgammon and chess, so we just stick with
it. So it says here that you guys enjoy arguing, man. You got any, like, standout arguing moments? Because I know for our show we do.
Tons. There's never any shortage.
I don't know. I could probably give you an example almost every single day that we get in a standout argument. I don't know. We don't really argue that much. It's the only time, you know, we argue when we write, and that's the thing is we always, there's a no fail, pretty much deal. You know, when we write, we just all clash and get able to hear me, listen to this, you know, and it's almost got to be like that. We were just saying, because, you know what I mean, like, it can't be, you know, like, for example, sometimes I'll write a song, I'll bring it to practice. Sometimes Mike, the other guitar player, he'll write a song, he'll bring it to practice. And then, even though I might have my song done, I can't show up to practice and say, hey, guys, here's the song, it's done, let's play it. You know, because they're going to all want input, and, you know, of course, I'm going to not want their input, and, you know, then, you know, he'll write a song, and I want to throw my input in, so... It's gotta work like that. You gotta argue when you write a song, you know what I mean? Otherwise it'd be just a dictatorship, and, you know, your songs wouldn't be as good as they are, because when all your minds come together, you'll make it as good as it possibly can be, you know.
Teamwork.
So the best song that you've ever done, or that's your favorite, did you write it?
My favorite song that we have?
Yeah.
Let me see. My favorite song right now that we play, I didn't write the song. The other guitar player wrote it. So it's called Fortune Awaits. It's one of our new ones. I enjoy playing that. I enjoy, like, singing it and playing it the most. It's on YouTube. You can't download it or anything right now, but you can listen to it live on YouTube if you'd check it out. I know there's all kinds of fans who always videotape us and put it up there, you know?
Okay, right.
Right on, man. Right on. Well, hey, Randy, man, we really appreciate the time, and... everything like that. Your next show coming up is the 10th at TNT's, right?
Yeah, we got two shows coming up. We got the 10th at the TNT's, and then we have about a week and a half later, we're playing in Ann Arbor at the Necto on the 19th, so that's a Sunday night. So got shows for either side of the Detroit area.
Right on, man. Well, we appreciate the time, man. Hopefully we'll talk to you again once you get that CD out and everything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
I'll talk to you later about that trailer.
Yeah. Let me know. We got it for sale if you want to give you a tour of the trailer.
All right, Randy.
Good stuff.
Thanks again, man.
Okay, thanks, guys.
You have a good one.
Bye.
Take care.
Hold on. What am I saying here?
He's going to say something first. You're going to say you're from a survey. Come on. Just roll with it. You're all right.
Hello?
Hi, Jesse, please.
Yep, that'd be me.
Hi, Jesse. My name's Olin Ezra from The Olin Ezra Show, and we're randomly calling you. This call may be taped or recorded. Would you be cool with doing a little random survey with us?
I actually have not listened to your show yet.
Okay.
Matt has told me to, I swear, and I know I know he gave you this number.
Aha. Uh-huh. I don't, this Matt character,
Jesse,
I don't
Jesse,
know.
It's Matt.
Oh, oh no.
See, this, you guys are fucking it all up.
Listen. Is John there?
Is John there? Hold on just a second.
Hold on, no, Jesse. Don't tell, Jesse. Oh.
Well, Jesse worked out.
Don't tell him you're from the Olin Ezra Show.
I had to.
No,
I didn't.
Don't.
John.
Yes.
My name is Olin Ezra. Would you like to be on the Olin Ezra Show?
I would love to. What's up?
Now let me kick it over to Joe. He's got some questions to ask you.
Yeah, I got a couple questions here for you, John, if you don't mind. What's your favorite flavored Starburst, my friend?
I don't really like Starburst.
Well,
I guess if I was tortured with them, I'd have to go with a strawberry one.
Oh, strawberry. So, okay. Do you recycle?
Musical.
Too long,
all
right. Are you a fan of The Price is Right?
By a fan of what?
The Price is Right.
No.
Bob Barker or the new guy?
He's not, Joe. How dare you?
Well, come on, man. The Price is Right's epic.
Dude,
have
Joe,
you ever
I hate
been,
The Price
have you ever
is
been
Right.
bird watching?
Well, Bob Barker kicked Happy Gilmore's butt, but other than that.
Hey, Bob Barker's a pimp.
You can't mess with Bob Barker.
He's actually just an old man on strings. Let's get past this. What is your favorite scary movie?
Showgirl?
Yeah.
When someone installs cable, do you ask for free HBO? No, you ask for Skinamax. Do you play an instrument? No instrument playing, I guess. Okay. What's your beer of the week?
My beer of the week?
Beer of the week.
Old Style. I just got back from Chicago.
Right. You know what? That's our beer of the week this week. Old Style. Dylan, cue up the music. Where's the music?
What music?
This guy's like, what the fuck is going on?
Fuck you guys. Dylan, where's the goddamn music?
Hey, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? You should know this, John.
Three?
Good man.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had sex in public?
Yes.
Was it fun?
Hold on. John, I've got a very important question I need to ask you. Now, the guy that runs the sound here, he's my cousin Dylan. He's a really good guy. But would you ever smoke pure sugar cane with him while blowing an African-American transvestite?
No, I am, no.
Dylan charges hourly rates. I don't know about the transvestite.
He'd also be wearing an overcoat, if that helps your visual at all.
The overcoat would seal the deal.
How is John feeling right now? Just
John,
like abrupt out of his Tuesday night, like
I know,
we
man.
Call, asking him some obscene questions. Hey, John, one more question for you, man. Have you ever ridden a smart bus?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I figured as much.
What? That was a word. What? Is that supposed to be funny?
I thought it was.
You mean like a short bus?
No, like the smart bus. Bro,
there's hey, nothing the... funny about the smart bus. Well, the smart bus is depressing.
It is. But when you're a kid and you're just trying to cruise around on your skateboard to get to good skate spots, it's one of the best ways to get around.
Dude, this is not San Francisco nor the 1950s.
The 50s? What?
Yeah, man. The trolleys, dude. They used to. Oh man. Have you ever watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
The trolley.
Yeah, the trolley.
Yeah, Joe.
San Francisco.
All right, John, congratulations. You're on the Olin Ezra Show. We'll have you in here live one day. All right, John, we'll call you later, man.
Okay, later.
All right, buddy.
All right, man, what's on this piece of paper, man?
This piece of paper is my line out for what I'm doing, or my lineup for what I'm doing for the video blogs. The things that I'm doing for the video blogs for the artists is ways not to get scammed. I'm going to try to make this real quick.
Hold on.
Pat's got a similar list.
That mean that like these bands would have to sell a bunch of tickets that they buy?
Yes, that's exactly what they would have to do. And then they eventually end up eating the tickets because they can't sell 100 tickets at, you know, $20 a piece.
And if you don't eat those tickets, goddammit, we're sending Pat over there.
Yes.
Better eat those fucking things.
It's got to hurt to shit out tickets.
You were stupid enough to buy them.
And the scams, this is how it happens. With the local people, that's what they do. Like, we can bleep this out if you want, but I don't really give a shit. But Detroit Concerts, that's a huge scam. They do things at St. Andrews Hall, and it pisses me off. And what they do is they get eager independent artists to say, yeah, we'll do that show. They pay to either get on the show, or they guarantee that they can sell, you know, 100 pre-sale tickets, and they're a small band, local, and they probably only have 15 fans. And the show's promoted that it's going to be a huge show, and nothing ever comes of it. So that's one thing. And then there's actually a major...
Don't let them bend you over.
That's going to be a commercial. A major scam that people are doing right now, too, is that they say that Ludacris will listen to your demo. Just send in a demo of one track for $2.95 or, you know, the whole CD for, you know, $12.95. They'll listen to it, and then, you know, they'll get back to you with some... constructive criticism, I guess.
They're just going to jack your shit.
Exactly. They're going to jack it.
Who the fuck falls for this stuff?
Or people do, man. It's
gotta
crazy.
Be fucking stupid.
And then they take your money and they throw it in the garbage.
You know what? These are the same people that graduate high school, too. The same motherfuckers that listen, go all the way through and graduate.
I graduated high school.
Thinking they're fucking smart.
Never paid.
Fuck that
for
stupid.
Anything,
man. You got to be dumb to fucking fall for some shit like that.
No, people
you
do
pay
it.
Them. You're paying them to jock your shit.
Right, like, exactly. All right.
And welcome to my argument, Joe.
Now here's the other thing too, is that I hate slackers and I cannot work with slackers.
Oh, dude,
why are
we in the same room?
Yeah, man? Let's go.
in the music Fuck industry, this. Okay? Do not slack. If you're about your business. If you're about your business,
be about the business, man.
Your fucking business. I know this is weird hearing me talk like this, because I don't talk like this on my video blogs or whatnot, but be about your fucking business.
Hold on. I just want to stop this really quick. Anal cavity. Okay, continue.
Thank you. If you're going to do something, as the old saying is, if you're going to do something, then do it right. I guess it's kind of like the airplane analogy. Everybody has their own job or career that they're trying to go for. The best way that I was told to do it is that...
The
best way I was told to do it was doggy style, or if you're on like an airplane, you expect that pilot to do all of his checks, to do all of his things, and make sure the landing gear is down when you're landing. That's the same thing as for your job or your career. Make sure you have your show disc. Make sure everything's going right. Make sure you have your your materials. If you're on a podcast station, make sure that you remember your dates when something comes up. Make sure that you have your fans at the show if you're expected to bring a certain amount of, or X amount of fans to a show. That kind of thing is just going to make you that much better and ahead of the game. And I guess we talked to one of those people today, which was Randy from Ashes of Soma. Another shout out to him. He had his business sense down and his music sense down. But I just hate stupid people.
Die, Maple Leafs.
I really do hate stupid people.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, you're sitting next to a decently stupid person. I would have to say that some of the things that I've done throughout the course of my life have been some of the stupidest things known to man.
Dude, speaking...
I can vouch for that.
Hold on here. Speaking of stupid people, all right?
Let's hear it.
Stupid people piss me off, and there's an abundance of them. There's
stupid
no shortage.
Piss me
They're
off.
Everywhere. They're fucking everywhere. Everywhere.
Peter Piper picked a pack of peppers. I'm sorry, Joe. Continue, please.
Look, they're everywhere, man. Like, the other day, I walked into the dollar store, all right, because the economy sucks, and I was looking for some bed sheets.
Bed sheets from a... what?
Hey, man, it's better than the flea market, motherfucker.
Hey,
anyway,
this woman
comes up to me. I'm browsing the shelves, right? And she comes up to me, and she goes, do you need any help? And I said, no. And she's like, well, just to remind you, everything's a dollar.
Really?
I looked at her. That's what I said. I was like, really? You know, thank God you're here. You know, thank God there's people out there like you. I was a little misled by the sign outside that said the dollar store. You know what I'm saying?
But they have a Family Dollar where you think everything's a dollar.
Yeah, Family Dollar's a scam.
I don't walk into those ones. Off.
No, you got to go to the Dollar Tree and other fine dollar establishments.
And sometimes they have two for a dollar. Like, you can get two Snickers for a dollar at a dollar store. So I see where she was coming from.
Yeah.
I applaud you.
I fucking, dude, it annoys the piss
out
of me.
Now, let me get back to these sheets, dude, because I'm more interested in the dollar store sheets. Are they like the vinyl tablecloths you can buy?
They're fucking trash bags is what it is.
Pretty much, man.
Do they really sell sheets there?
Yeah, no.
Dude, just go to Kmart.
I lay them down when I fuck the fat bitches, man.
Oh, my God. How many tablecloths do you need?
Yeah, speaking of fat bitches.
It's just easy to throw them away, you know. They only cost a dollar.
www.fatbitches.com. No,
well, thinking about that, I was just wondering if there's any type of, like, clitoral fungus.
Clitoral fungus? I'm sure there is.
That you can buy at the dollar store?
Got it.
You can buy this at the dollar store.
What?
Clitoral fungus.
No, I was just asking if it existed.
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend's got it. She used to wash her vagina with the dirtier vagina. It was quite horrible.
Now let me ask you: did it have like you know the right pussy scent, which is kind of you know?
No, it had a pussy scent that scared men away.
No, okay. Now was it the type of pussy scent? Like, look, I got a lap dance from a stripper, right? And when she you know pushed her ass in my face, I smelled a dirty gym sock. Was it like the dirty gym sock smell, or was it like you know?
Dude, this shit would have ripped the varnish off a Foot Locker.
Did it have like an acid battery taste when you put your tongue to a 9-volt? Did it was like
think,
that?
Do you think I fucking put my tongue to this shit?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. She was
see
your girlfriend. You weren't like, hey.
You ever ate fungus before?
Hey, girlfriend. Hey. Hey, girlfriend. No, that will remain nameless. Why don't you put one of those pine tree air fresheners up your pussy because it stinks?
The extra large ones.
Oh, God. I wish I would have, dude. That's actually a good idea. Oh,
you should get her one for Easter.
Easter?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm planning on it.
Who's this?
He's just surprising us with fucking phone calls today. We're running through a fucking telethon, bitches.
Who are we calling?
Who cares? Let's just fuck with them. I'm in a mood.
I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Does he have your ex-girlfriend's number?
I hope not. Let's do this.
Dylan, who are you calling?
You lose George
Blahakis. That's funny. Dude, I also have something to say, dude. Speaking...
And I will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Oh, we're going to leave George a message.
Record your message after the tone.
You can't press one.
Don't press one.
His phone's fucked up.
When you are finished recording, hang on.
Let's all say something really negative.
One is not a valid entry.
Everybody say something.
George, what are you doing? George, hey. Hey, man, we're calling you, man, for this promotional spot talking about how great Purple Hash Productions and Ajax is and how we all bow down and worship your punk asses.
And you can't
even
pick up your fucking phone.
Right, man, why aren't you picking up the phone?
Did you ever had your asshole licked by a fat man in an overcoat?
What's your favorite kind of Starburst, honestly? Can you text us?
George,
would you ever smoke sugar with Dylan while blowing a African-American transvestite? We have these questions and more. If you call us back.
Would you ever let a chick put a strap on and do you from behind?
Would Purple you ever Hash let me put a pet?
.com.
Pat strap on?
Pat strap on. All right, George. Goodbye. We're done. Goodbye. Goodbye, George. Blahakis.
He ended it. Okay.
But, dude, while we're on the topic of stupid people, man, I have to talk about these celebrities adopting kids.
Let's do it.
You know what I mean? It's the same, too. It's Madonna. Madonna's trying to... Well, I just heard on the news today that she's not getting this Mercy Jones because apparently the father has come out of hiding. Which really, he ain't the father. He's just looking for his 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But like, I heard 2 weeks ago while she was trying to get this Mercy Jones that her parents just suddenly die. You know what I mean? And then this story comes out. But besides the fact we're talking about Madonna adopting kids, this is her second or third now.
I wonder if Madonna has clitoral fungus.
Ask that football player. What's his name? Or the baseball player. Which one? I don't know.
Bo Jackson? I don't know.
Yeah, probably all of them.
Right. Reggie Sanders?
But speaking about adopting, dude, let's check in with our heavyweight champion, the undisputed Angelina Jolie. Seems Madonna was hogging too much of the fucking spotlight. She needed to go out to fucking India and grab another one.
What the fuck is wrong with that bitch's lips?
I don't know.
She used to be hot, but now she just looks like some fucking overinflated...
Those lips are fucking sexy, look, man.
You know what? Talking about stupid people, hey, females, quit DSL. Quit putting crap in yourselves. I don't want to touch a silicone inflated titty. I just want a regular tit. If you got small tits, you have fucking small tits. If you have big saggy tits, you have biggie saggy tits. It doesn't matter. Dudes like tits.
Even if you got a nipple that looks like a locker cup.
I don't care. I don't care. You know, I don't care.
I'll still put that combination in.
Quit putting Botox in your forehead.
Two different shaped titties.
Quit putting Botox in your lips.
One looked like a star and the other one was like a...
Well, the other one was a full lumpious titty and the other one was just like cone shaped.
Coned?
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
And I used to like play the drums with them.
See?
Like, that's my symbol.
See? See?
That's my hi-hat.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Ladies, love yourselves for who you are and
yeah,
quit
man, we'll find a way
shit
to enjoy
yourselves.
It. We'll find a way to enjoy it.
Right. Exactly. It's okay if your one pussy lip hangs a little bit lower, okay?
It's okay if
my left testicle hangs lower than my right one.
It's okay
on
if you
Tuesdays
got lips on your
Thursdays.
Anus. I've encountered that too.
On what?
Lips on your anus.
What?
That gives talking shit a whole new meaning, man.
Oh,
he's a comedian, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Joe Van Horn. You can check him out. Nowhere!
Because he hasn't been on stage in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Hold
two
on, weeks. Dylan. Let me ask you this very important question I've been thinking of again.
Is he down the hall again?
What do you think? What do you think of clitoral fungi? And have you ever been with a chick that had a vag like a
disorder.
Dirty gym sock?
I hate you.
Would you lick it?
Would you touch it?
Would you rub it?
Would you take a picture and frame it?
Would you play Bop It with it?
Dude, I've missed that game. Bop it.
You got it. Crank it. Pull it.
Yeah. I used to annoy the piss out of my parents with
slap
that shit.
It.
You got anything else, Matt, on your list?
No.
Okay. Now, who the hell is this? Dylan's freaking out and calling
This is
people.
The phone call episode.
This is the episode of
this
the
is calling. He's calling Randy again.
This is the anytime minute.
Hi, Randy. We're going to redo the interview. Yeah. We're all drunk enough now where we feel stable enough to, you know, whatever.
So, would you ever... smoke sugar cane while blowing a...
All right, well, you... all right, that's...
African- you would Steve Foster. I can't make it to the phone right now. Please leave me a message.
Man, everybody's fucking...
Record your message
lame today.
Nobody likes Dylan.
Did you ever bend over and let a unicorn rail you in the behind?
Hang up. Or for delivery options, press pound.
Magnano.
Must.
Magnano.
Must.
Must.
Agnano, ma'am.
Son.
Steve, what are you doing? You better still be working. We're trying to have some fun, and you're nowhere to be found.
Steve, is it the scars? You want to know how I got them?
No, nobody wants to know. All right,
your
Dylan,
girlfriend's
we're
vagina
done with Steve.
Had
nobody
glass.
Wants to answer their phone for us right now. God. Hydro Harry's Michigan's number one indoor supplier of grow products. www.hydroharrys.com.
Hydro Harry.
www.hydroharrys.com.
www.hydroharrys.com.
Bam.
Pow!
Hey, Dylan, man. Now, I actually have, this time, it's a legitimate question for you. Have you heard of something called a Detroit Cheer?
Yes, sir, I have.
And Tapwater Productions is accepting them, from what I understand.
Yes, this is true.
So
was the Olin Ezra Show on donations.
Absolutely.
And No Exit Entertainment.
Hey, Do you have an inside story on this? Since you live, you know, in a community that I believe uses the Cheer.
Yeah, there's a few different bars that's accepting them now.
Does it look cool?
Yeah, where can you go to see this, Olin?
It's if you go to USA Today, you can pull up a picture of the back of the $3 bill. I
it
believe.
Does look pretty cool.
Apparently, this has been happening in different cities all across the country, but of course, the mainstream media has decided not to report
right.
it.
Well, that's why it's up to people like us to at least let people know what the hell's going on. But how much do you have any cheers or have you bought any yet? I'm curious. It doesn't say in this article here how much you know the
they
value
come
is.
In $3 increments. They're equal to the U.S. dollar, but they come in $3 bills.
So for $3, you get $3.
So would
yes,
it be
sir.
A good idea to just start like buying them up and saving them?
Could be. It might be worth something. It might be worth nothing. Who knows?
So what happens if you don't spend the $3, or I mean, if you don't spend all the $3, you just get regular federal money back?
I have no idea.
Well, what happens?
Very informative. Thanks.
What happens is in Detroit, you can go to special stores that accept them or these bars, and you can trade in your cash for it. I mean, the whole idea behind the money is to keep the money within the community.
Yeah.
I hope we don't get loonies or toonies like Canada.
How can you take an economic crisis seriously? You know what I'm saying?
Loonies or toonies? Well, just kind of just throw them out. It's not worth anything.
The last time that an idea like this was used was during the Great Depression. So, yeah. I mean, if that's any indication as to what's going on out there, you know, think about it. My buddy's a U of M lawyer, or he's a lawyer with a U of M degree, and he can't get a job.
Wow.
And U of M has,
all that school.
An amazing school. Yeah, no. Hey, he's like 60 grand in debt now because of going to U of M.
He's probably the same guy that paid for the major labels to listen to his CD.
He probably did, except his CD would sound something like Wesley Willis if he was to make music. Cut the mullet. Dylan, what do you think about mullets?
Dude, Olin, didn't you used to have a mullet?
Yeah, back in fourth grade, I did. I did have a mullet in fourth grade.
I bet kids smacked the shit out of you.
No. I was white trash, man. What did you want me to do? I thought it was cool, man. Like, everybody I hung out with at the time
fucking
had a mullet.
Like Joe Dirt.
It's Joe Dirtay. It puts the Joe Dirt in a hole.
I had a bigger beard than, yeah.
At five?
Oh, yeah, dude. It was all fully grown in like it is now at five. I started smoking at four, dude. What do you want?
Where did you live?
Dude, I jumped out of my mom's womb and I was like, hey, I'm ready for school.
Dude, you jumped out of your mom's womb like that.
And then that's where he found out about the fungi.
I didn't jump out at all. I was actually a month overdue. They had to cut me out.
Really?
Yeah. I was supposed to be born on Christmas Day and I said, fuck that. I don't want the responsibility. I'll wait a month.
Wow.
I need to cook a little more anyway.
Wow.
That's why you're so tan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe, you're just the epitome of tan, let me tell you. You would pass for any Arabian or Arabic person.
That,
oh, yeah, dude, just go to Iraq and be like, oh, oh.
Especially being on the Olin right Ezra show.
That's right. Olin Ezra.
Do you guys have a towel?
Olin Ezra.
That's
I
right.
I forgot my towel.
Well, hey, man. What do you get? Well,
you could probably go to the dollar store and get one of those.
Speaking of towels and towel-y, I don't know how I just formed that together. But, man, the Michigan State medical marijuana law is 100% as of this point today and every point in the future, unless somebody decides to fight it, legal.
Smoke it up.
Absolutely legal. So what I decided that we could do as a show for you guys is actually talk through the new law. And it's cool because in this whole fucking bill, marijuana is spelled with an H. Marijuana.
It's M-A-R-I-J-U-A-N-A.
Well,
marijuana.
Back in the
There's
day.
There's so many different ways to spell
man.
It, though.
I think that's like supposed to be the professional way of spelling it.
So medical is legal right now, right?
Just medical is legal.
How much can you hold?
Here we go.
Is it still 2.5
ounces? We'll start with the findings. I'm just going to read right through it. Section 2, the people of the state of Michigan find and declare that A, modern medical research, including as found by the National Academy of Sciences Institute of Medicine in a March 1999 report, has discovered beneficial uses for marijuana in treating or alleviating pain,
sounds like you're coughing,
nausea, and other symptoms associated with a variety of disability, debilitating medical conditions.
How much can I have and where can I buy it?
Verbal diarrhea running from the mouth.
Hold on. Now, this is cool. Data from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Uniform Crime Reports, and the Compendium of Federal Justice Statistics show that approximately 99 out of every 100 marijuana arrests in the United States are made under state law rather than federal law. So it's the states busting people. It should be up to the state to control it. And then Part C, although the federal law currently prohibits any use of marijuana except under very limited circumstances, blah, 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 Michigan joins in the effort for the health and welfare of its citizens.
And we just finally got a bunch of potheads that remembered where they kept the fucking petitions, and now it's legal.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. Now, this is cool. Definition is a debilitating medical condition means more one of the following: cancer, glaucoma, positive status for human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, acquired immune deficiency syndrome, AIDS, hepatitis C, I don't know what that word is, something about lateral sclerosis. It's not good. Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's disease, nail patella. I don't know what that is. Nail patella.
I would nail patella, though.
Is like a nail patella like a hangnail when you cut your nail?
Sounds like she should be on the Olin Ezra show.
Yeah, it sounds like some Indian broad patella. Weed will become the number one antidepressant like it is in California.
Yeah.
Who are we calling now?
At least Dylan listened to me. No one's going to pick up.
Hello.
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 You're on the Olin Ezra show. Who's this?
I'm what?
You're on the Olin Ezra show. Who's this?
This is Wolf.
Wolf.
Wolf. What's up, Wolf? Do you mind if we ask you? Do you mind if we ask you a few questions?
Is this Corey's friend?
We might be, but you'll never know.
It's an unknown mystery, my friend.
We just want to ask some questions. Is it cool?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Joe.
Maybe I'll have an answer for you.
Maybe you'll have an answer for me. Have you ever had sex in public, Wolf?
He's not lately. Wolf.
Not lately? Did you enjoy it when you were?
Pardon me?
I said, did you enjoy it when you were?
Oh, definitely.
Are you a fan of The Price is Right?
Yeah.
Bob Barker or the new guy?
Bob Barker, of
That's
course.
What I'm saying, man. He was so much better than Drew Carey.
Have you ever cheated death?
Yeah, my man Craig Ferguson is a Barker fan, too.
Did you enjoy Bob Barker beating the shit out of Happy Gilmore?
I what?
Do you recycle?
Hey, what I want to know is, are we having fun yet?
Oh, we're always having fun.
Are you having fun?
I don't know what kind of fun you're talking about, silly. Not fabulous fun. Do you play an instrument, Wolf?
I do too.
Would you like to have sex in public?
With man?
What?
Would you like to have sex in public?
Would I like to again?
With Sasquatch though.
With a Sasquatch?
Yeah.
Oh no, those are aliens, you know.
No man, Harry and the Hendersons, dude.
Well, hold on. Aliens. Sasquatch is an alien.
I kind of like that theory though.
Yeah, that's how'd you come up with that?
Or an incredibly hairy woman.
I don't want to know. These are the kind of women you find in the hole-in-the-wall bars in the Lost and Found.
You find them in the bush.
In the bush?
Have you ever tasted fungi from a bush?
Have I ever what?
Tasted bush fungi.
No pun now intended, Wolf.
Now we're getting personal here.
Wolf. Just like the name.
Hey, Wolf.
Have I tasted from the nectar of the gods?
Oh, man, that just leaves so many openings, I don't even want to grab one. My head's spinning right now. Oh, goodness. Hey, man, have you ever heard of the band Ashes of Soma?
No.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, you should listen to this episode of the show when it comes out in a couple days.
Yeah, we'll email
check
it to
out.
You, all right?
Are they good?
They're awesome.
Okay.
Hey, what's your...
No, I haven't had the pleasure of listening to them.
Well, you definitely should. Hey, man, if you had a beer of the week, what would it be?
If I had the beer of the week?
If you had a beer of the week, what would it be?
Oh, Kokanee.
Man, what the fuck do these people Kokanee. Drink, man?
this must be something Canadian.
Five people have given me, like, these weird beer answers. Like.
I know. Kokanee. Where can we get that in Detroit?
No, but Corey could probably send you some.
Oh, damn, I want some. That's,
yeah.
It sounds intriguing.
Yeah, Sasquatch love Kokanee.
Oh, I like this guy. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop, Wolf?
How many bites?
No,
or licks?
I said licks. I don't know what...
Probably half a dozen.
Oh, man.
Six?
I think you're having too much fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey,
well, anything pleasurable, you want to savor it, right?
Only six licks?
Maybe videotape it for future reference? I got one more for you here, Wolf. Actually, two more. When someone installs cable at your house, do you ask for free HBO?
Do I ask for free HBO?
Yeah, or Skinemax. Which one?
HBO.
Yeah, do you normally get the hefty guy that comes and installs your cable?
Yeah.
Also, you know my friend Pat.
All right, we got one more question for you, Wolf. This is a very important one. Say you're getting with a hot girl, you know, and you know, it's about that time, the end of the night, you're getting with the hot girl. You start to go down on her and you realize she has a penis. What would you do?
I'd say you have to suck it, man.
Whoa, Joe!
I'd get a cardiac check right then and there.
maybe find a rabbi.
A rabbi?
Yeah.
No, I would hope that I would know long before I discovered the appendage.
Oh goodness!
All right, Wolf, man, you've been great, man. Thanks a lot, man.
Okay, you enjoy.
You too, man.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Later. Wow.
Wow. That was Wolf.
That was a very interesting
Dylan,
phone call.
Dylan, who is that?
Yeah, man.
I think that's like we Corey call from guy. Canada's
call
dad.
Corey's numbers, and that was apparently
that
his
was
house
Corey's
phone.
Dad. We just talked to
that's
Corey.
That's the motherfucker that's always hogging the phone line?
Yeah.
I should have said something, man.
Corey, we called your dad. I hope you don't mind.
I asked him some fairly personal questions.
That guy is going
Dude,
to be
on,
a staple.
Come on, he's Canadian. You ever met an uptight Canadian?
No, man. That
they
guy,
don't exist. They're all like, whatever.
That guy is going to become a staple
Dylan,
of the
Dylan's
show now.
Dylan's having fun with us today.
Yeah,
I'm loving
dude,
it. Yeah. I'm
Dylan's
loving
in a good
it.
Mood.
I mean, well,
high five,
there
Dylan.
Isn't even an outline anymore.
No.
The outline
we're
is
just
garbage.
Going, dude. Let's
Dylan's
going
to mash this whole show into something.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know what, though, but it's going to be something.
Pat ate them.
He's watching the new cable, man. He's like, fuck you for calling, dude.
Maybe he didn't get...
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic
message?
Voice
leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, yes, this message is for Liendo. My name is Bob with the satellite company, and I have a special offer for you. It looks like, according to our records, you just recently switched to cable, and let me tell you, that was a very bad decision. Because with satellite, you can get over 200 channels broadcast directly to your box without even paying the extra fees that are involved with cable. Our price, $24.99. Now, I'm assuming that the technician that came over to install your cable was probably fat, probably smelled bad, and you probably had a hard time understanding them. Well, let me reassure you that with our satellite company, you'll never have to worry about that again. So please, feel free to give us a call at 313-555-YOUSUCK. Liendo!
Freeport!
I just want to give a shout out to Rue Jude at Michigan Awareness, who showed me this article about the Detroit currency as well as other local currencies. It's an excellent, excellent, excellent idea. And if you'd like to support local business, the best thing to do would be to trade in your Federal Reserve debt-riddled notes and get yourself some of your own neighborhood's currency. And not only that, you'll be helping the good fight. You can always check us out at www.theolanezershow.com, myspace.com/theoeshow. Or if you'd like to speak your mind and we'll throw you on the air, you can call the comment line. That number's 313-254-4260. That's 313-254-4260.
Be warned, we will bash you, though.
That's our favorite thing, man.
Yeah.
Right, why not? We're going to take you out some more Ashes of Soma. The song's called Somebody Else, only on Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
Kick it!
Conversations with